The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Don't settle for dealership financing when you can apply for a low-rate vehicle loan at DuPage Credit Union. Visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured. DuPage Credit Union. Banking inspired.
Time for the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
And the Song of the Night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football's back, and Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Tonight's Song of the Night... Here I go again. Whitesnake.
What a power ballad. What a power ballad.
From 1987.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. And I've made up my mind.
October 10th, 1987, Here I Go Again by Whitesnake hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Sunday was that anniversary, 1987. This is a fantastic song.
Yeah, I mean, people remember the video, Tawny Kitaen, right, on the car. Isn't that what this video is known for?
Yeah.
And then you gotta just let it go. They had to re-record this song.
Why's that?
So they changed the pace a little bit. They made it a little faster because it was kind of bluesy, and they made it a little more rocky. They changed one of the lyrics too. It used to say, "Here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known. Like a hobo, I was born to walk alone."
Yeah.
Own the cars in this video. Like, these are their cars. Like, normally, you know, in video, like, you just rent the cars and then you use them and you take them back or whatever. These were their cars. And obviously, Tawny Kitaen was married to the lead singer, David Coverdale, for 3 years, 89 to 91, 3 years. Yeah.
A couple times this song was in movies or TV. Do you remember the episode Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Who jumps off the building?
Yes.
Bad Teacher. Do you remember that scene? She's washing the car. Old School. He's working on the car in the driveway. Will Ferrell is. And then The Fighter. I don't remember. I don't think I've ever seen The Fighter.
I've seen The Fighter, but I don't remember this.
For a movie that won awards, I don't think I ever watched it.
I don't remember it. I always liked the ballads when rock bands did this.
Changed hobo to twister.
I think it says drifter, like a drifter.
Didn't he just say like a twister?
I think it's drifter.
Drifter? Really?
Yeah. I'll look it up. Here I go again on my own. Going
down the only road I've ever known. That's your song of the night.
Yo, live.
And the song of the night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back, and Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Tonight's song of the night, Led Zeppelin, Rock and Roll from 1972. Five, 10, and 15. If you want to see Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin evening at the Genesee Theater November 3rd, we have a pair of tickets for you at 312-332-3776. You can also get the tickets by going to the Genesee Theater box office, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, and calling Ticketmaster over the phone. Jason Bonham, Led Zeppelin evening. We have three pairs. Callers 5, 10, and 15 at 312-332-3776. November 3rd at the Genesee Theater.
So this used to be a, they used to play this in the middle of the sets for Led Zeppelin, and then in 1972 was elevated to the opening song of all concerts by Led Zeppelin. Obviously, it became like super huge famous again when Cadillac started using it in their ads.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently it boosted sales. They did the numbers. It boosted their sales by 16% just because of this song.
Because of Cadillac sales went up
16% just because of this song. And they've been Led Zeppelin has been notoriously stingy about using their songs. Like, there was that whole thing, like, remember the movie School of Rock with Jack Black? They wanted to use the Immigrant Song, and they had to, like, beg and plead. They filmed a whole, like, video of them begging and pleading to try to get them to let them use the song, because Led Zeppelin really doesn't let a lot of people use, or at least back then, didn't let a lot of people use their stuff. They wanted to keep it in-house. So I'm sure this is a great concert. Jason Bonham's played in other bands before as a drummer. He's a phenomenal drummer, so I can't imagine this concert would... Imagine this is going to be a great concert, him doing all the Led Zeppelin songs.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome night. Stairway to Heaven, Whole Lot of Love, Rock and Roll, Dazed and Confused, Over the Hills and Far Away, Ramble On. They have the whole list of the songs that Jason Bonham and his Led Zeppelin evening, what they'll play at the Genesee Theater on November the 3rd. It's going to be fantastic.
I love it when concerts do, or bands do, an evening with people, because, like, usually when you say an evening with, there's no opener. Like, I've seen an evening with Rush, just Rush. An evening with the Grateful Dead, just the Grateful, or Dead and Company, whatever. So this, I imagine, would just be you showing up, Led Zeppelin songs for like 3 hours, and then you go home.
November 3rd, Genesee Theater, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin evening. Three pairs, callers 5, 10, and 15 at 312-332-3776. It's your song of the night.
Song of the night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back, and Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We go back to 1997. Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun, Put on Your Bowling Shirt, Put on Your Bigger Pants, Dye Your Hair Blonde, Put on Your Sunglasses. And a special guest for tonight's Song of the Night, Joe McArdle, music aficionado. I've attended a couple concerts with Joe. Has wants to come on and talk Smash Mouth. Of all the bands, Joe McArdle, our production director here at ESPN 1000, wants to talk about Smash Mouth. What's up, Joe?
Well, I mean, first of all, you got to say that I'm talking Smash Mouth, but I'm also replacing Chris Black.
That's true. Yes, replacing Chris, but also talking Smash Mouth. Are you a Smash Mouth fan? Are you a Smash Mouth aficionado? Do you celebrate their entire catalog?
Well, you know, I think the choice of Walking on the Sun is a bold choice because, you know, All-Star, of course, is the hit.
Yeah, but this is for fans, Joe. Come on, this one's for the fans. The band, the lead singer of Smash Mouth retired this week. He's dealing with some health issues.
I heard.
Had a bad concert, so decided to hang it up. But you used to work, before you came here and worked at ESPN 1000, you've worked at music stations before. So I have a question for you, because there's this whole thing. The reason that this song became so famous is because back when Carson Daly was a DJ, he's friends with the guys from Smash Mouth. And so he pushed this song through because he's friends with them. Not the most legal of thing to do. I don't think they were paying for the airtime. But still, like,
well,
you worked...
That never happened.
That never happens, right? You've worked in music for a few years.
I worked in music for a few years. But that never happened. There was never any kind of quid pro quo or, you know, pay for play. No, that didn't happen. No, it was all just music fans loving music and getting into it and getting into the surf vibe of a Walking on the Sun.
I love this era, too, because this era is like, it's not exactly like the swing era, but it's like the same thing where we were all wearing bowling shirts and watching Swingers, and we had obnoxious cars or wanted obnoxious cars. I was like 12. But like the era of that Smash Mouth, like weird 90s, like the height of the 90s, not like the grunge 90s, like the obnoxious, like Big Bad Voodoo Daddy 90s vibe.
Yeah. The second half of the 90s was where it switched from, you know, grunge to just this melange of all these different types of sounds. You got Brian Setzer doing the, mm-hmm. you know, the big band. You got the Smash Mouth doing surf rock.
Mm-hmm.
You got the, all these bands doing electronica and all that kind of stuff. Smashing Pumpkins did electronica, for Christ's sake. You know, it's everything. It was a lot of different things that were happening at the time, and I will never forget when this song came out and how it was like, you know, just, it was just fun.
It was.
It was just a fun song.
And Joe, that is Song of the Night.
I wanna rock!
Yo, live.
Song of the Night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We go back to 1974. Dolly Parton, Jolene. Like, I want to just let this breathe, but there are a few cool song facts about Jolene, this song.
Jolene,
that she wrote
Jolene,
this song
Jolene,
the same day she wrote I Will Always Love You. You want to talk about a roller coaster of emotions. She wrote this about a bank clerk that flirted with her husband at the time. And listen, I don't need to tell you about the great work that Dolly Parton's done over the years. Great charity work. She did great work during the pandemic here with the vaccine and giving a ton of money. There are tons of great versions of this song. The White Stripes do an amazing, amazing live version of this song that is one of the best White... It's probably my favorite White Stripes songs, even though it's not their song. But Dolly Parton is by far one of the most loved artists, whether you like country or not. I feel like everybody respects Dolly Parton. This was named number 217 on Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time. I mean, the song's only 2.5 minutes here, so I'm just gonna let Dolly do her thing for the last minute.
Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just 'cause you can.
This song came out today in 1973.
Have a choice of men that I could.
She didn't release I Will Always Love You till 1974, even though both songs were written at the same time. Wrote it in a day. That's crazy. That's crazy. In the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, brought to you by Xfinity. Miley Cyrus does do a good cover of this, Tal Carcino. I'll see you tomorrow at the broadcast. Lil Nas X does another good version as well.
Like, you have to love her tone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to love her tone.
And
she,
that,
for me, growing up, all women loved her.
Oh, absolutely.
She was like
who
the
doesn't?
Voice of women at that time.
Who doesn't?
My mom used to play Dolly Parton.
Absolutely. And that's Song of the Night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, live.